2006 has been proclaimed the year of the police in Iraq. Iraqi and American leaders have pledged to step up recruiting and training and to provide much-needed equipment to the fledgling security force. Policemen in Iraq are paid substantially more than they were under Saddam Hussein, but it's also a much more dangerous profession than it used to be. And as NPR's Jamie Terabay reports, the list of police widows in the country is growing.
When baby Zahra was born, her father, Bashar Nadim, was a little disappointed. His wife, Rana, said he wanted a boy.
In the beginning, he didn't take any notice of her because she's a girl and because his parents love boys more than they love girls. Only recently, he started to love her, play with her.
The 21-year-old is now a widow, draped in black. Bashar, a policeman, was killed last month when a suicide bomber rammed his patrol car, just as he was learning to love his 7-month-old daughter.
The day he died, he held her and kissed her. When I saw him playing with her, I said to myself, this man is going to die.
When they married, Nadim was unemployed. Eventually, he managed to find work as a taxi driver, and later he applied to become a policeman. After 2 months training, he went to work in Dara, an ethnically mixed Baghdad neighborhood and one of the most volatile.
Because of all the explosions happening in Dara, he had lost many of his friends, and he was scared one day he would be killed too.
Nadim would wear street clothes to work and change into his uniform only when he was inside the Dara station. He'd work 24-hour shifts and then rest for 2 days. He told his wife he used to faint at the sight of dead bodies, but he refused to quit.
He used to be proud when he told me that he had captured terrorists. He would say, we caught criminals or gangs. I said to him, so you like the adventure? He said, this is our work. He was so happy.
Nadim called home the day he was killed to check if his brother had fixed the garden fence. Rana says he was happy. He'd gotten a bonus for working a recent Muslim holiday. He went to afternoon prayers before setting off on patrol. By 5 p.m., he was dead.
My brother-in-law came in looking confused, hitting his head against the wall. I held him and said, what? Something wrong? I held his shirt and tore at it. I said, what? He said, Bashar is dead. And then he fainted. Zahra is left with no father. She can say daddy now. The day her father was killed, she was sitting in her stroller saying daddy.
Haider Rahim is a 21-year-old policeman who also married after his salary went up last year. He says police are continually targeted and don't stand a chance against better-armed insurgents.
I still wonder how we aren't hurt. We have light weapons, guns. Guns barely protect you. We don't even have enough bullets, because bullets are expensive. We run out of bullets when we're on duty.
Iraqi police and soldiers are now the focal point of U.S. military strategy in Iraq. The sooner they can function on their own, the sooner U.S. troops can leave. But police are always in the sights of the insurgents, who hit them relentlessly. Policeman Hadr Muhammad is engaged to be married. Directing traffic at a circle in downtown Baghdad, he says he can't wait for his wedding, to have a party and invite friends and relatives, and try for a little while at least to forget about the violence.
If God will let me live longer, I hope to see my wedding day, be happy, to see my children, watch them grow up, and see them married.
Rana Nadim returned to her parents' home following her husband's death. She says his family doesn't support her, and she hasn't received any compensation from the government. There is no insurance or social safety net in Iraq, and the government has yet to set standards for taking care of police widows and their families. So, Rana and baby Zahra have to rely on her family for help. She says young, unemployed Iraqi men continue to join the police force despite the dangers. As she tries to hush Zahra's crying, she urges them to be more careful than her husband was.
I always used to tell him, it's dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. He used to say, everything is in God's hands. If I'm going to die a policeman, then I'll die a policeman. The day he died, he had just completed his first year in this job.
Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.